Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, 4th verse. Tat prayaso na kartavya, yat ayurvyayak param, na tatabhindate kshema, mukunda charanam bhujam. Translation: therefore, only for the purpose of sense gratification, material activities like economic development are simply a waste of time and energy without any practical profit. If such energy and endeavor is utilized for Krishna consciousness, surely one can attain to the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no benefit by engaging oneself in economic development.
So, prayas, activities, Rupa Goswami has forbidden. Pratyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamantraha lobham janasamnasya saradhi bhakti pranasrutti. There are 6 kinds of activities which will increase your transcendental importance of life. And there are 6 kinds of activities which will destroy your whatever little devotion you have got. This is the Upadeshamrita you find. How you can increase and how he can finish. So, about finishing, if you are actually advancing in spiritual life, if that is your aim, then these 6 things should be avoided. As we say, prayas. The first thing is uttyahara, eating too much. Or collecting more than you require. For maintenance of your body, you have to secure some monetary benefit. But not more than what you require. People are not satisfied. At the present moment, everyone is trying to get more and more and more and more. There is no satisfaction. This kind of endeavor is forbidden. It will not help you. But people are mad after money. If he is getting, say, 500 rupees, he says, no, 5,000. And if he gets 5,000, then he says, why 5,000? 5 lakhs. And if he gets 5 lakhs, then he says, why 5 lakhs? 5 crores. This is that. The whole world is there. They are never satisfied. You go to any rich man, to say, you have done enough money, please come to our meeting in the morning, 7:30, No, I have no time. Earning money. So everyone thinks, to earn money is my first business. That is, and to work for it, that is my first business. But that is for good. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is for good. You know, high forbidden. Because you cannot get more than what you are destined to get. That is not possible. You, by your karma, karma path, by the result of your karma, you have to get some happiness. You will get that much, not more than that. So what is the use of endeavor? Therefore, it is said, prakriyasana kattabha gato ayubhaya paro. Simply waste your time. Suppose you are doing some business and earning money, and if somebody says that you cannot get more than 500 rupees per month, then why you work so hard? But because they have no information. They do not take consultation from the right person. Therefore they are trying immediately. The human life was meant for understanding Krishna instead of using the energy for understanding Krishna. They are spoiling the energy unnecessarily to earn money. This is the modern situation. The whole Western world, how they are spoiling their life. We should be satisfied with economic position as we are putting. So, in another case, Narada Muni says, the same hirita pradati to kudida pralabhati jan bhavatam paridata. Kallam bhati dukkha balatma sasukham kalim sarvatra gobhiranam hata. Gobhiranam. Kallam bhati. Your material gain, happiness or distress, you are destined to get. You will get it. Again you say, dukkha balatma sasukham. Dukkham ajatma. Ajatma. Nobody tries to get this place. If you ask anybody that why you are working so hard, nobody says that I am working so hard, I want this place. Nobody will say. Everyone will say, I will be happy. I get happiness, that's why I am working hard. And this is this place. Yes, this is this self, but I will get happiness after this. This is called Maya. He is undergoing this self, but he is thinking I will get happiness. This is called Maya. So, there is no use. This is Shastrinya. You have to see your future through this Shastra. So, don't waste your time in that. Ayubhaya param. Ayubhaya. The duration of life, human life, Prahlad Maharaj has begun to be born. Durrava kamaru samajara. This life is very, very important. And after many, many births, you have got it. You should always remember that every moment of this life is so important. How much it is important, that is explained by Chanakya Pandit. Anyone can understand. He says, he is not a Krishna conscious person, but moralist. He was prime minister. He says, Ayusha, Tanayokoki, Nalambha, Karnakoki, Ghee. Your duration of life, you have got a certain year's duration of life. You cannot live more than that. If you have got your duration of life for 50 years, it has been up to 50 years, not 100 years. These are all these things. It is useless. So, that was very important. In the Bhagavad Gita, in another place it is said, Churam jateta amamattu pati javat nishvetaya. The same thing is repeated. Here Guru Prahlad Maharaj also says that Guru Lamaka Manasana Janma Tadati Anshubha Arthada. First of all, we have to consider that we have got this human form of life after many, many hundreds and thousands, millions, 8,400,000. Guru. So, therefore, it is also temporary. Everyone knows that I will not live forever. But, even though it is temporary, adhruva, not eternal, it is arthadam. It is arthadam. Whatever little life we have got, you can attain perfection. This is the advance. You can attain perfection. How perfection? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharmān puritrajyamānekam sarvam ahamkvā sarvapāpe bhavat purusha. This is perfection. Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense engagement, simply surrender unto me. And I shall give you relief. Our continuation of material life is full of sinful activity. We are somewhere and we get a similar body. And again, life continues. And again, we get another body, another body, another body. But in the human form of body, you can get the highest perfection, Krishna consciousness, and that will stop your continuation of this material life. Manasatthanindriyani, karasati, mamayvansu jivulu to jivulu kishanatana. Manasatthanindriyani, prajitisthani karasati, by mental concoction, and self-gratification, he is continuing this material existence. So everywhere the same instruction is there, that is, this human form of life is only meant for Krishna consciousness. But the rest can say it all over. That Ramchandra's Thakur sings, Hari Hari Ye Hare Gamano Gwai. My Lord Hari, I have simply wasted my time. Actually, if one is not Krishna conscious, he is simply wasting his valuable time. Hari Hari, Deen Hari, Janamavan. How? Manusha Janama Paiya, Radha Krishna Napuru, Janiya Suniya Jisho Paiya. The same thing, as Prahlad Maharaj said, this is called Mahārāja. The one Mahajan is speaking something, another Mahajan will say something else. That is not Mahajan. Mahajan means evam parampara prāptam. What Prahlad Maharaj says, millions of years ago, Narottama Das Thakur, he is saying the same thing. Prahlad Maharaj says, durlabham manasam janma, Kadapi, Adhruvam, Arthanam, and the same thing is being repeated by Narottama Das Thakur. Hari Hari, Ye Hari Janam. Why is that going there with children? So, This is called paramprasana. Nobody should go with his children.
So,
why should we waste our time? Just see, practically, we are asking people that don't waste your time. We are opening hundreds of centers. You come with us, little prasadam you require, we shall supply. We chant Hare Krishna. No. I shall do the same thing, prayer. Crying for this, crying for that, crying for something else. Nobody is satisfied. That my life is meant for Krishna consciousness. Here is a charm to develop Krishna consciousness. Let me live here peacefully. And let me eat the prasada and chant Hare Krishna. You find no custom. This is Maya. David Vishagunami, Mama Maya Durya. Mami was a proposal to Maya Nitan Saran. It's very, very difficult. But it's still, by Islam, Srinagar. A moralist who knows Shastra, he loves and why. It's like Chanakopani, I was saying. Chanakopani said, I love Khanayin Kopi, Nalambha, Sarnakuti, Ni. Formerly, there was exchange of, means of exchange was coin, gold coin. Even in India, even in Mohammedan times, there was gold coin, not this paper, cheating. I give you money on 1,000 rupees, some paper, that's all. Where is money? But people are satisfied. Yes, I have got 1,000 rupees. It is written there. That's it. But actual money is in gold. Gold exchange. So therefore, Chanakopani says, this means at that time there was gold coin exchange. Even in our childhood thing in India, there are coins, gold coins, silver coins, everywhere, all over the world. In England, there was pound, gold coin. So, Chanakopani said, Sarva Koti Hi. Sarva means gold coin. And Koti means 10 million. So, suppose today is 6 December. Now 7 o'clock, morning 7 o'clock, 6th December, pass. Can you bring it again by paying 1 crore of gold coins? So let me get back again, 7 o'clock, 6th December 1975, again. No, it is gone. So let's see the value that you cannot get back even a moment of your life by paying millions and millions of dollars. How time is valuable, just calculate. Therefore, Chanakopani, Sate, Niyathakanganita, Kanuhanisatodhita. If you waste your time, such valuable time, for nothing, just imagine how much loser you are. But we do not know. Chandra Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, your life is made for chanting. Therefore, if you simply chant, Sada, always, consistent. This is properly using the moment of time. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that tatprayas, if you foolishly endeavor for making some economic development, then what is it? Ayub varav param. You have got this value in life. Every moment is so valuable. That means you are wasting your value. By such endeavor to improve your economic condition, it is not possible. From ajagana, if you get distress without endeavoring for it, you get happiness without endeavoring. Because that is destiny. You cannot get more or less. You have to invest. Therefore, whatever little life you have got, instead of wasting for improving economic condition, let us use it for advancing into support. That is life. Who understands this level? This is a word. Nobody understands this philosophy. But this is real philosophy. Not to waste your valuable time for improving your economic condition. That is not possible. You have to utilize every moment to see how you are improving to support. So, how I am improving will give me the certificate? No, it don't require anyone certificate. You know it. If you actually trying for advancing Krishna consciousness, the certificate will be understood by yourself automatically. What is that? Bhakti parishana bhava virakti unnatrasya. If you advance in Krishna consciousness, that means you will be distasteful for material enjoyment. Especially in sexual enjoyment. That is the last word of material enjoyment. So this is the test. That bhakti parasana bhava virakti annatrasya. Yadavadhi mamasitta krishna padaravindhe navanavadhamadan kumasi tadavadhi vatanani sangame smarjamane bhavati mukhavitara sushthanishivana javanasa. This is the test. The more you advance in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, in this life, this material happiness. This is the test. How it is? In this life, if you are hungry, and if you get food, then the more you eat, your appetite or hunger will be minimal. And at last, you will not like your food. Similarly, enhancement in Krishna consciousness means Narayana don't want. Not only saying don't want, but Jagabhi mama chitta krishna padara vindayo namanava dhamaran tumasi Jagabhi vata nari sanga. Here our feelings of happiness in sex life, sometimes we think, how I was enjoying sex life with my wife, with my husband. That is also play. They read so many novels because they are sexual. They feel very happy. How this man is talking with this woman is talking with this woman, and how they are enjoying. Well, that is subtle. Subtle enjoyment. There are eight kinds of subtle sex life. If you see one beautiful woman, and if you appreciate her, how nice she says it, that is subtle sex. If you read books, that is also subtle sex. If you endeavor how to approach that woman or man, to find out the opportunity, that is subtle sex. There are eight kinds of subtle sex life. So, it is forbidden for a brahmachari or even to think of that. That is brahmachari. Even not thinking of woman is satisfactory. It is very, very difficult. But, māve-vada-prapadvante māyāve-tāṁ-karam. If you catch the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly, this thing will not disturb. That is said by Jamuna. Bhavati-mukhulika. If you become pure devotee of Krishna, then as soon as the things of fact is quite helpful. What is it? This is it. That is the satyam. Whether you have got that attitude, the spite of it, then you understand that you are in peace. Otherwise, you are in the same hellish condition. You may show that you are becoming a devotee, very great devotee. But taste it, how much you have advanced. So, that is the Shastric injunction everywhere. Pippanta neha. Kripana bahudukkabhāre. Bahudukkabhāre. Janmaitanādi dhihamīti sukhamniti kham. Kandriyanena parayu jivadukkabhukham. Kandriti vamanasīja visayitabhi. Kripanta neha kripana bahudukkabhāre. Everyone is practically aware that how set life is followed by so many miserable conditions of life. Everyone knows it. Either leases or leaders. The world is very lost because there is no Krishna consciousness. Now, they are creating so many sinful lives. Killing the child. Openly, the doctor, the medical man, scientist, advisor, if you like, you can kill the child. And to kill a child means how much sinful activity they do not know, but they are inducing. He has to become a child, and he will be killed by somebody else. And in as many times he has killed children, he will have to leave in the home. And he will kill you. The bahudukkabhāja, it will be followed by so many miserable conditions of life. But now they are advertising 1, 2, 3, no more. But 1 to 3 months, balance children is key. This is life. Then why not stop such life? Oh, that is not. Bahudukkabhāja, not only in this life, but in the next life, because there is no guna, na vijānāti māmīva paramamyam. These rascals civilization is so dangerous. Guna, full of rascals. So our little humble attempts to beat them, we need from this rascal dumb civilization. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness movement means to give little leaf or little knowledge to the people in general, especially to the human beings. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Dullamam Manusangyam, Tadapi Adhuvam Orthavam. In the human life, one can understand. We are taking all this instruction from Shastra by Krishna or Krishna's devotees. Why? Just to be really, they may understand how to lead true love on the Manasanga. Before the next death, let me finish my Krishna consciousness class. That is the point. That is intense. Otherwise, as soon as the life is finished, there is no guarantee that I am going to take again a human form of life. It is not possible. But there is little guarantee for the devotee. For the devotee, if he has rendered little service to Krishna, even for a moment, the life of no one land next in the other. Guaranteed in this way, that if he unknowingly commits some mistake, there is a penalty. And if he knowingly commits mistake, then he is going to be cast out. This is the facility. Yoga bhrashta. Sachinam sumatam lihi yoga bhrashta sanya. Kapta sadhamma saram ram hare patit kaku jati bhajan napa. One has taken to Krishna consciousness, but on account of immature Krishna consciousness, if he falls down, then he gets yoga bhrashta sanyasi, sutinam. But if one purposefully commits mistakes and sinful life, now I am chanting Hare Krishna, I can do all sinful life. It will be counted. That rascal will be punished very, very much. Nam nam bala chastrahi pāpa buddhi. I am living in Vrindavan. That is dhāma. So let me do all nonsense. And it will be counted. There will be these cats and dogs and monkeys in Vrindavan. Dhamapura. Of course, Vrindavan's influence will be there. But at least one life he has to become the hog and dog in Vrindavan, the next life. Because as soon as become animals, there is no scope of unlimited committing sinful life. Animals are restricted. They can commit one kind of sinful life. The human being, because he has been intelligent, he commits unlimited duration of sinful life. Then there is another danger. So, one who promise this sinful life in Vrindavan. Remember, we have to become next life cats and dogs, there will be many dogs, hogs. But still, Vrindavan dham is so powerful that next life people will spend it. Even if he has become cats, dogs and hogs. But that is not good. Why should we act in such a way that in Vrindavan dham, we shall come a sinful life and be then a cast and dog. Jaya jaya Vrindavana mahatyasya. We should be careful. We should be careful, especially in dham, dhamapura. So, Prahlada Maharaj says that don't waste your time for improving your bodily comfort. That is not good. It is simply wisdom. Tatprayasana tatkamma jato ayubhva param. This life, human form of life, param. The supreme life. In the material existence, the human form of life is supreme. Even the demigods, they desire that if I can again go to Bharatvarsha and get a human life. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you have come to Bharatvarsha, or you are born in Bharatvarsha, human life. Take full opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Don't waste a single moment. This is the instruction. And even if you develop your economic condition, then what is the gain? Real gain is to become Krishna conscious. That's what he said. Na tathā vindate kṣemam mukunda caranāmṛta. He was simply dedicating your life to serve Mukunda. Krishna's another name is Mukunda. Muk means limited, mukti. Muk means mukti. Oh, ananda. The mukti ananda. That is real ananda. Liberation. So therefore, our business is how to surrender fully at the lotus feet of Mukunda. Mukunda Charanamrita. And fully engaged in study. That is the only business of human life. Don't try to make economic development. Dharma Kama Moksha. Don't try to become a religious person. Religious person means strictly following the rules and regulations of Varnasram Dharma. That is called religion. Varnasana Taravata Purusena Parapuma. Vishnu Arab, Hati Kunja, Nanatta Kosaka. Varnasana Dharma is called Dharma. Dharma means Brahman. He has got his duties, prescribed duties. Kshatriya, he has got his prescribed duties. This is all expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. And Vaishya, he has got his prescribed duties. So you, even if you are executing your occupational duties very perfectly, but if you do not enhance your Krishna consciousness, it is useless. Dharma Sukhama. It is useless. You can say, I am executing my Brahman Dharma very nicely. No. Even if you are executing, dharma sthana sthita pungsana vikhasena katha sudra nutpavaid ratini jadi samayi jiti vana. Even if you are executing your occupational duty very nicely, but if you do not become Krishna conscious, then it is simply waste of time. Samayi jiti vana. The real purpose of life is mukunda charana amulam. That is real person. Therefore, Buddha Dharma says, don't try for anything else, so-called happiness or distress. So-called happiness, this you should always be. In distress, you should neither